Hello, hello, and welcome. This is your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Welcome to the 10th episode of Euroneuro, where we are marking our 10th episode, and we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. So in this episode, I will be talking about Eurovision 2013, which I didn't get the chance to watch by the time it was broadcasted, because that year I was actually, as far as I remember, since I started watching the Eurovision Song Contest, since like 2006, let's say, I started watching it regularly. It's the only year that I had no idea about the Eurovision songs, the contest being taking place, and that was all because I was preparing for my university entrance exam. I was so caught up by that, so I had no chance to follow anything related to Eurovision. I even remember getting to know about the Eurovision having already been held by listening to the radio. I heard that the Denmark won the Eurovision Song Contest, so I went on to check what song was it, and that was it. And I went back to studying, basically. That was all my life, back in May 2013, and here I am, talking about those years. So, as I said, in this episode, I will be talking about Eurovision 2013, and before I start, I'd like to pay a tribute to a very valuable artist, human being, Sinead O'Connor, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. Sinead O'Connor was an Irish singer, but most importantly to me, she was an activist. And she stood by many of the rights, and she stood against many of human violations, including the child abuse that was done in the churches. She was very well known with her ripping the picture of the Pope in Saturday Night Live, and she stood up for the Palestinian issue, she stood up for the migration issue, she stood up for Irish independence. So she was a very valuable person, she was a great artist, and it was a very sad news for me to hear that she passed away. And I'd like to start this episode by remembering her. And I'd like to I was listening to tributes for her on Radio Television Éireann, the state broadcaster of Ireland, and I heard that she and Terry Hall was singing the 1970 Irish entry, Irish entry for 1970 Eurovision Song Contest, All Kinds of Everything. And it was the song that was sung by Dana, the Dana Scallon. And she was from north of Ireland, and she represented Ireland in that competition, because at that year it was decided that the representative of Republic of Ireland was to be selected as a representative of the island of Ireland as a whole, not just the enforced partition like that is in place today, and hopefully not for much longer. Anyways, she was selected to represent Republic of Ireland with her song All Kinds of Everything. And she went on to win the competition for the first time for Republic of Ireland. Six more wins followed that in the later years, and making Ireland the most successful participant of Eurovision for a very long time. And I'd like to start this episode by Sinead O'Connor's cover of All Kinds of Everything. Let me go through my notes if I forgot to add anything about that. all kinds of everything? No, I guess not. If yes, I'll come back to that later. But anyway, so here it is. I'd like to pay tribute to Sinead O'Connor by starting this episode of Euro Neuro with her cover of a Irish entry to Eurovision in 1970, All Kinds of Everything.
Wishing wells, wedding bells, early morning dew. All kinds of everything remind me of you. Seagulls and aeroplanes, things of the sky. Winds that go howling, breezes that sigh. City sights, neon lights, gray skies or blue. All kinds of everything remind me of you. Summertime, wintertime, spring and autumn too. Monday, Tuesday, every day I think of you.
Dances, romances, things of the night, sunshine and holidays, postcards to write.
Budding trees, autumn leaves, snowflake or two.
Romances, things of the night,
sunshine, holidays, postcards to write, budding trees, autumn leaves, a snowflake or two.
All kinds of everything remind me of you.
All kinds of everything remind me of you.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we've just heard the cover of the Irish entry for Eurovision 2019-70, All Kinds of Everything by Sinead O'Connor and Terry Hall. And this was a tribute to Sinead O'Connor, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. And so, as I said, this was the first ever winning entry for Ireland. And Dana's Rosemary Scallon, a singer from Derry in north of Ireland, represented the Republic of Ireland in that competition. And it was beginning of the troubles in Ireland, in the north of Ireland, and it was really important that a singer from Derry was represented the Republic of Ireland, and this had a political significance at the time. Back to Eurovision 2013, the main topic of our episode today. Just a little recap of Eurovision 2013. I feel I forgot something to add, but anyway. I was going to say that before moving on to Eurovision 2013, it's still difficult for me to move on from Sinead O'Connor's death. The outpouring of love by all the operet groups, all the people who fight for, who struggle for their rights, how Sinead O'Connor stood by them, remembering remembrance of how Sinead O'Connor stood by them was really touching and showed how remarkable Sinead was. Back in 2021, she said if she were to be thanked and if she were to be given a song that she would like, she would really want to represent Ireland in Eurovision Song Contest. And she would be amazing, I think. I wish we could have seen that, but unfortunately. Anyways, I hope she rests in peace. So, today's episode will be about Eurovision Song Contest 2013. And just a brief recap. Eurovision 2013 was held in Malmö, Sweden, as a result of the victory by Loreen in Eurovision 2012, representing Sweden with her song Euphoria. And Loreen also is the winner of Eurovision 2023, the winner of Eurovision this year. And very likely that next year's Eurovision will also be held in Malmö. Is this where Loreen is from? No. She was born in Stockholm, so I don't know why they choose. They tend to choose Malmö as the host city after Loreen wins. But anyways, after Loreen's victory in 2012, Eurovision 2012, Eurovision 2013 was held in Malmö, Sweden, lovely city, and it was. It was a very low-budget Eurovision compared to the previous ones. The Swedish national broadcaster SVT informed EBU, European Broadcasting Union, that they wanted to hold a more small-scale competition, and that's what happened. And the thing is, I think. The reason for that was might be that the Eurovision 2013 was took place in the aftermath of the Eurozone crisis that took place between the years 2010-2012, I think, but still its effect were persistent in 2013. However, the Bridge Network country report said that Sweden, since it's not in the Eurozone, it uses another currency, it was far less affected by the Eurozone crisis. And since its major import partners or export partners, export destinations, sorry, were Norway and Germany, which Norway is not a Eurozone country either, and Germany was relatively the more stable country during the crisis. They were not really affected in terms of budget, unemployment, etc. However, they wanted to hold a much smaller scale Eurovision Song Contest, and that's what they did. And that year, Eurovision was won by another Nordic country, Denmark, which we will talk about later, about how the Eurovision's regionalism, let me say, shifted from Eastern European bloc that brought some victories in the early 2000s towards a borealism, let me say, like Northern European countries starting to be even more successful from 2009 when the Norway won the Eurovision with Alexander Rybak and his song Fairy Tale. The very the super famous song Fairy Tale. So yeah, we will talk about that shortly. And first, let me start with the winning song of Eurovision 2013, which is "Only Teardrops" by Emily De Forest, representing Denmark. This is the winner of both the jury vote and the televote, and the overall winner of Eurovision 2013.
Thank you. The sky's red tonight. We're on the edge tonight. No shooting star to guide us. Eye for an eye, why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now, we only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. How many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between? Come and face me now, here on this stage tonight. Let's leave the past behind us. Eye for an eye, why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now, we only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. Tell me, how many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us? Only teardrops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops. What's come between us? What's come between us? Only teardrops. What's come drops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops. Only teardrops. Oh, only teardrops. Only teardrops. How many times can we win?
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro-Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we've just heard the winning song for Eurovision 2013, Only Teardrops by Emily De Forest, representing Denmark. This was Denmark's third and last win, until today, of course. The other wins came in 1963 and 2000. So, since we started with the winning song and a song from a Nordic country, let me play one more song from another Nordic country that I liked from Eurovision 2013. It's the representing song for Iceland. It's called Egalif, and it means I'm alive in Icelandic, and it was performed by Eithor Ingi Gunnlaugsson. And I liked the song. I liked it a lot, but it made it into the final, but it finished in the 17th place. But still, since we started from the from a Nordic country song, the winner song, I'd like to continue with another one. We will hear Egalif by Eithor Ingi Gunnlaugsson, representing Iceland in Eurovision 2013. After that, we will take a short break, which I will be back right after.
En lagði ég af stað í það langa ferðalag. Ég áfram gekk í villu eirðalaus. Hugsað ekki um neitt, ekki fram á næsta dag. Einveru og fyrir friðsemdina kaus. Ég á líf, ég á líf, yfir erfið leika svíf. Ég á líf, ég á líf, vegna þín. Þegar móti mér blæs, yfir fjöllin á ég klíf. Ég á líf, ég á líf, ég á líf. Ég skildi ekki ástina sem öll reyfir við. Þorði ekki að fann að vera til. Fann sem mætti ekki skilin að opna huga minn. Og hleypa bjartri ástinni þar inn. Ég á líf, ég á líf, yfir erfiðleika svíf. Ég á líf, ég á líf, vegna þín. Þegar móti mér blæs, yfir fjallinn á ég kýr. Ég á líf, ég á líf, vegna þín. Já, ég trúi því. Kannski opnast farar gáttir himins. Yfir flæðir fegurst ástin. Hún lemur mig
Art Society is calling visual artists to send exhibition proposals for their 2024 programming. If you work through painting, drawing, photography, installation, media, or performing arts, send them your ideas for an upcoming exhibition. They work in a collaborative environment offering a cost-free space in the downtown East Side and support in promotion and communication, as well as honorariums, working on a 2-month-long exhibition contract. Send the proposal in a single PDF file to Massey Arts Curator and Community Arts Coordinator Raphael Zen at community@masseyarts.com. The call for submissions will be open until August 15th, Tuesday at 11 p.m. PST. For more information, go to Massey Arts Society on Instagram.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Organize UBC wants to unionize student workers. Are you a research assistant, an academic assistant, or a work learn? For far too long, student workers have endured low wages, no job protection, and poor working conditions. Organize UBC is fighting back, and all they ask is for student workers to sign a card on their website so the union becomes certified. To sign a card and to find out more information, go to organizeubc.cupe.ca. Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments in a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we are talking about Eurovision 2013 in this episode, and we've just heard just before the break, the Icelandic entry for Eurovision 2013, Jægalíf by Eyþór Ingi. So, as you might know, or if you have just tuned in for Euro on Euro for the first time, the concept of the show is mostly focusing on how the politics of Europe is reflected on the stage of Eurovision, and how the political or social events in each year are affecting the Eurovision Song Contest. So this year, about Eurovision 2013, I mean, I will get some help while touching on this topic by two musicologists. One is Philip Bollmann, a professor of Jewish history, music, and the humanities at the University of Chicago, and also Daphne Tragaki, a lecturer in anthropology of music at the University of Thessaly in Greece. So, in an interview that they gave to Oxford University Press's blog in 2013, they discussed the reflections on the Eurovision 2013, and what they mainly focus on is how the performances and the geopolitical structure of Europe at that time contradicts the motto of the Eurovision Song Contest back in 2013, which was "We are one." So we will go into more about this in our upcoming episodes, but the years of 2000, the early 2010s, the second decade of the 21st century, started a bit harsh for the European relationships because of the Eurozone debt crisis and the heavy sanctions, or not the sanctions, but how to say that. Heavy austerity programs that were imposed on Greece and other Mediterranean nations such as Portugal, Spain, that was imposed by Germany mainly, or the European Central Bank, I want to say, what was Troika composed of? Let me double check that. The European Group of Troika, the single decision group that was created by three entities: the European Commission, the European Central Bank, yes, and the International Money Fund, that was formed in the aftermath of European debt crisis, and it was an authority to mandate and manage the bailouts of Cyprus, Greece, Ireland, and Portugal, and how the this Troika imposed super heavy austerity measures on them to get the aid that they asked for to get out of the debt crisis. So due to this, the European Union, the relationships within the European Union were heavily damaged. And although the motto of the contest, "We are one," I think, and how Philip Bollmann and Daphne Tragaki argue, is like a call out for the European Union to remember that they are in a union or something like that. However, Professor Philip Bowman and Daphne Tergöki argue that this was not reflected on the stage, neither in terms of the performances nor in terms of the country's relationships. For example, they said, although the slogan is "We are one," all the performance were alone on the stage. Most of the performance, sorry. For example, all the big five, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and United Kingdom, all sent solo singers as their invoice to Malmö. But also, the lyrics of the winning song, "Only Teardrops," unfolded a haunting counterpoint between the collective and the divisiveness of singularity. The lyrics goes, as you heard before, "How many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us?" And she goes on to say, "Only teardrops." And the Emily de Forest singing solo on the stage, asks the question of sorting out, let me say, the relationship between European countries, like saying that how many times till we get it right between us. And she also goes on to answer in the song by the insistent recurrence of what has become non-answers, actually. Only teardrops. So, although the motto of the Eurovision Song Contest 2013 started as "We are one," with an intention to reflect on the union between the countries, or the state of the union between the countries, it goes on to it goes more on to like actually expose the divisiveness and the selfishness within the union. And the selfishness is was very pretty obvious when Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Cyprus asked for financial aid from mainly Germany, the most financially powerful country in the Union at the time. They were met with heavy measures that are restricting the public workers, that are imposing heavy cuts in the public workers' pay. Heavy cuts in the social services that the governments are obliged to provide to their citizens, and etc. So they argue that, Daphne Tragicki and Philip Bowman argue that although the handful of entries took interpreted the motto "We are one" from the perspectives of ecopolitics, but more often the political slipped easily into an apolitical, even feel good kind of parody. So that was the reflection of the heavy conflicts that took place between the country that provide the financial aid and the country that are in need of the financial aid back at the time. But we will talk in more detail about that in our upcoming episodes covering Eurovision 2012, 2011, 2010, in which we will hear more songs that are referring to the Eurozone crisis, that are referring to the country the difficulty that the country faced, and also some voting preferences that are shaped, that are shaped by the demand and by demands of the countries for financial aid and the ability of the countries to provide the financial aid that is needed. So we will talk more about that, but let me move on with a song from Eurovision 2013 from Greece. It's called Alcohol is Free, and it is in Greek, but it's the best case of a one of the best cases of a political song performed by Koza Mostra and Agathonas Iakovidis, and it is a criticism of the austerity programs imposed on Greece and other Mediterranean nations. So let's hear Greek Eurovision entry in 2013, Alcohol is Free, by Koza Mostra and Agathonas Iakovidis.
Alcohol, alcohol, alcohol is free. καθένα. Μας μπήκε τρίκη μία μέσα στην εναντία. Από φόρια μας τραβάνε στα νυχτά. Σαν λάθος να νηρώ, δάτιος παίζει με τα φώτα. Η κόρη μας τραβάλια τρεβένα. Αντέχουν ταξιδιάρι, εραστή και παιχνιδιάρι. Δε σε θέλουν αχ, δε σ' αντέχουν οι καιροί. Ποιος τον κόσμο αυτό κρατάει, με σκηνή και τον κουνάει. Ποιος τον κόσμο αυτό να λύσει, το μπορεί. Μέσα στην Εγνατία, από χώρια μας τραβάνε στα νύχτα. Σαν λάθος να νηρώτα, ποιος παίζει με τα φώτα. Κι η πλώρη μας τραβάει για κρεβέλα.
Hello, welcome back everyone. I accidentally pulled up the non-Eurovision version of the song. I'll call it Free by Cosa Mostra. That's why it takes longer than 3 minutes. Normally Eurovision has a 3-minute rule for the song. This Greek folk Rembetiko ska punk type of mixed song is represented Greece in Eurovision 2013, and it was very well received, finishing in 6th place in the final. Let me see how I feel it's the kind of song that would perform much better in televoting than in jury vote. And yes, in televoting it came in 4th, and in jury vote it came in 14th. So you can see how the viewers enjoyed this. So this was a Greek Eurovision entry for Eurovision 2013. Alcohol is Free by Cosa Mostra. And now I will take a very short break again, which I will be back right after.
Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life. A sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend. And we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. You've just heard Alcohol is Free by Cosa Mostra, representing Greece in Eurovision 2013. It was a song that had lyrics about the austerity measures imposed on Greece during the European debt crisis. And moving on, I'll pull up another song, which was the Russian entry in Eurovision 2013. And which was one of my most favorite entries that year. It's called What If by Dina Garipova. And it's one of the songs that have anti-war, we should like anti-war, anti-war context, anti-war lyrics. So, and also I like the song, so I'll play that right now. We are going to hear "What If" by Dina Garipova, representing Russia in Eurovision 2013.
What if I could change the path of time? What if I had the power to decide? What if I could make us unify? If I, what if we would open up the doors? What if we could help each other more? What if I could make you all believe? If we, what if we all? Change the path of time. Together we have power to decide. The answer lies within our hearts and minds. Together we can make a better place. On this little light and out in space. Together we can change the world forever. What if we all?
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR, and we've just heard the Russian entry for Eurovision 2013, What If, by Dina Garipova. Eurovision 2013 was one of the years in which we've seen a very famous thing, artist take the stage, and it doesn't happen very often, but that year, Bonnie Tyler, the one and only Bonnie Tyler, represented UK with her song "Believe in Me." She, even though it was Bonnie Tyler representing UK, it didn't help them very much, and they received 23 points in total and finished 19th among 26 countries in the final. But let's hear the UK entry for Eurovision 2013, "Believe in Me" by Bonnie Tyler.
Don't believe in signs from up above. And you laugh at the thought of putting your faith in stuff like love. You never see the rainbow, you just curse the rain. You say you wanna believe, but it's just not worth the pain today. Well, that's all fine if that's how you want it to be. But if you're feeling alone and afraid and you can't breathe, believe in me, yeah. Believe in me, yeah. Believe in the way I look at you and stand beside you, the way I speak the truth. Like a show to you. It's a table for one, 'cause you never make room for two. It's true. You come and you go, and there's never no compromise. That's why the seconds and the minutes of the days of your life go crawling by.
One final welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we are talking about Eurovision 2013. And we've just heard the entry by UK, represented by the one and only Bonnie Tyler, with her song Believe in Me. UK finished 19th, just like their attempt, just like they finished 19th in 2012, where they attempted to get a good result with another famous artist, Engelbert Humperdinck, but it didn't work. UK has much bigger problems that we have discussed throughout the show so far, and we will continue to discuss in the upcoming episodes. Last few episodes were I had some very special guests, Sophie from Friday Night Fever, Aisia, our music and volunteer manager. And we've talked more about their journey, though, about Eurovision Song Contest, and less about year-specific political events, because there weren't that many in the last few episodes, in the years covered in the last few episodes. But starting from the next episode, where we will talk about Eurovision 2012, I will go more into the specific details of how the European debt crisis, Eurozone crisis back in the beginning of the second decade of 21st century affected the Europe and how it was implicated in the stage of the Eurovision Song Contest. I will go more into that in the next couple of episodes. And I'd like to say goodbye with one of the very nice ballads of Eurovision 2013, Et Usaks Alguse by Birgit Öygemel, representing Estonia, one of my most favorite Eurovision countries. The song's name means so there could be a new beginning, and I hope to see you in our next, I hope to meet you again in the next episode covering Eurovision 2012. Until then, take care and goodbye.
Mä määrätän vielä, kui tuli mun hinget jäädä. Se tunneni suur, samas nyt seisän mä teen. Vaatatte sydäme sisse, siellä viliseb tuul. Aga tean, mä tean, kõik võib muuta. Iga uks, mis kord sulgu, se avaneb taas. Veel, sulab jää ja õide puhk ja praadus puhk. Iga lõpp ei ole muus, kui algus uus. On vaja ööde päev taas valguse, et uus saaks alguse, mis San Marcos.